I wanted to make sure that I called into the right number. I didn't hear anything at first. So.
Oh, no, yeah, we're here, man. Hey, first of all, interesting article, the hip-hop health care connection, Obamacare for everyone, and you're the author of that. You know, listen, it's catching a whole bunch of flack, and how do we explain this away?
Well, it's really simple. It's called they hate that guy in the White House. That's the biggest explanation for why the president is catching so much flack, and I would use another word, but we're on radio.
Okay.
The real issues that the health care law are facing are mostly made up. Now, this is not to say that the website hasn't been a bit of a problem right. And that people aren't having time getting onto it, but if you think about it, if I didn't have any coverage before, waiting 2 or 3 hours to get online is nothing compared to what I had to face going to the emergency room.
Mm.
That's mostly what they're talking about right now.
Right.
So the other parts of the health care bill, 26-year-old kid, you know, being able to stay on your parents' plan until you're 26 years old, having expanded Medicare, those things have worked out fantastically. So a lot of the flack that the president's getting is from people who never liked the bill to begin with.
Right. Now, the Affordable Care Act, which some people like to call it, as opposed to Obamacare, you know, what they're saying is that it's just like small groups of people are losing their health care because of Obamacare. How do you respond to that?
Well, it's true. It's true. And let me make this abundantly clear. I'm the last person on the earth to say that I think it's a fantastic plan the way it's written. It's not.
Okay.
But what you're really looking at is how many people can the president inconvenience in order to pay for an overall problem? And what I think is always important to remember is, and everybody who say lost their plan, okay, my boss is cutting my hours back so I don't have a plan, or my insurance company has said my plan doesn't work anymore. Well, guess what? That used to happen anyway. I mean, people get dropped from their insurance plans all the time. The difference now is you really haven't had your insurance plan canceled. What's happened is the plan you had no longer meets federal standards. So it's not much different than when you get a letter from your cable company saying, hey, we're giving you 8 new weather channels, you're going to have to pay an extra $50 to keep the same lousy cable that you had before.
Interesting comments. And every DJ I know, and that's DJs, you know, we're talking about hip-hop DJs and the whole nine, they have they have insurance on their laptop, you know, because they're protecting their music and the whole nine. But they won't protect their investment in their body. Expand on that.
Yeah, that's the main thing. I mean, if you think about it, if you're a singer, you're a dancer, you're an entertainer, there are so many different things that can happen to the most important instrument you have, which is your body. You got to make sure that your body is safe. If, let's say, you get a record contract, you're partying with your friends, and you fall off a table, you break your arm, that's $1,500.
Mm-hmm.
You have something wrong with your eyes, that can be $2,500, some simple medicine. So one of the things that the president has been encouraging people to do is, look, if you are out there just hustling along, making $300 a night doing shows, it is worth your time. If you will insure your laptop where you keep your music, and you will insure your cell phone, which everybody does to keep their pictures and phone numbers,
right. Why
would you not insure your body?
That's interesting. Of course, we're talking to Dr. Jason Johnson and, of course, editor. Political editor for the Source magazine. Now, I know when we're dealing with, you know, young folks, because we have this invincibility kind of attitude that, you know, I'm fine, nothing's going to happen to me. You know, isn't it tough to try to explain to them, hey, you have to think about your future, you have to think about your children and the whole nine? That there's a disconnect there.
Oh, yeah, it's extremely difficult. Look, I'm teaching college students every day. And college students, the way they do, I mean, we were all college age, the way you drink, the way you smoke, the way right. People go out and party, they don't think anything is ever going to happen to them. The catch is this, and this is something that I think is changing, thank goodness, about millennials as opposed to Generation Xers like myself, is they have friends who, say, have been to Afghanistan. They know people who may have HIV. They know people who have medical or physical conditions, the likes of which I didn't often see when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you have a friend who's 19 who went to Afghanistan and came back with a busted up knee, you understand a bit something about how you're not invincible in a way that wasn't applicable in the 80s or 90s. So I think that's one of the reasons why we have had some young people sign up. And I also think this, truth of the matter is, the deadline to sign up for right now is December 15th. Mm-hmm. Nobody pays their taxes on January 1st either. You're going to have a bunch of people trying to sign up at the last minute.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think the big thing is, like, there's a lot of politics involved. And I think that the tragedy here is that we're taking a health care system that was probably initiated by a number of Republicans, and they're the ones pushing back the most on it. And that, to me, just tells me that it's not about the people. It's all about brinksmanship, you know. So, listen, I appreciate you taking the time, man. It's always great talking with you, man. So, you know, in the future, man, you got something. Send these articles to me, man, because I think they're very inspiring and enlightening, and we can always learn something from you, sir.
Thanks so much. Happy Thanksgiving, y'all.
Same to you, man. Dr. Jason Johnson, of course, he's a political science professor at Hiram College in Ohio, also political editor for The Source Magazine.